So this is, man, tweets for weed, job goes up in smoke. This used to be more surprising to people than it is these days. Turns out what you say on the internet can get you fired. I think most people have figured that out by now. What sometimes people don't realize is it can also get you arrested, because this idiot tweets out a request to buy a dime bag at a local Jiffy Lube that is retweeted by the York Regional Police Department, who say, awesome, can we come too? They want to know if they can come buy some marijuana at the same time this gentleman is wanting to set up a score. And eventually, Mr. Lube responds, thank you so much to the York Regional Police for your help and great work. The matter has now been handled. We don't have exact details on how the matter was handled, but the broad contours are that guy was arrested and then fired. On the flip side, this is right here in Austin, Texas. That is, in fact, a picture of a woman in a bikini. If you've not heard this story, you can go search Kick-Ass Masterminds, which, as you will become aware here shortly, is one of the most ironic names ever. So Kick-Ass Masterminds are marketing. It's what they do, things like brand management. That woman applied for a job. They asked for her social media credentials to see what she was posting. They found that she has an Instagram account and lives a far more exciting life than I do. And that life includes just being out with her friends, sometimes at pools, because it's Texas, and sometimes in those pools, in a bikini, because wearing trousers would be awkward in a pool. So she is a female wearing a bathing suit in a pool, and there are pictures of it in her Instagram. None of that's shocking. What the company does in response is shocking. In addition to not hiring her for the job she was applying for, they crop off her head and post this picture into their own Instagram and say, just a public service announcement, pictures of you in a bikini are not doing anything for your professional image. I'm looking for a marketing whatever, not a bikini model. She's furious and reaches out to the company. Let me get to it. Very hard to read. I need you to take that down. Well, you know, you should know that everything you see, you know, everything you put on the internet, anyone can get a hold of, etc. I really want you to take this down. According to her, they didn't take it down. So what did she do? Opened up her Instagram so people could see it, went to Twitter with the story, explained what happened. Here's what follows. Inside of about 24 hours, the founder of Kick-Ass Masterminds is receiving death threats. They have shut down their website because they're being bombarded. They have shut down their Instagram because it is loaded up with people saying, I cannot believe you would shame an applicant like this. You are horrible people. And they've gone offline in Facebook and removed their presence entirely from social media. Now, I just went and looked. Their website domain is now available. So if you decide you want to be the owner of kickassmasterminds.com, one, be sure. And... and two, it is available. Like, GoDaddy, like, you can go get it. This is a masterclass in how not to handle the internet. I think sometimes people forget that what you say can spread like wildfire quickly, and it's not just individuals, it's companies too. Now, in what you do, you can take the application of that however you like, but when I have litigation, if I'm being sued by an individual or a company, one of the first things I will do is spend about an hour with a list of key names and Google, because I want to figure out as many places you touch the internet as possible. Because if you're dumb enough to say something I think is going to be useful in my litigation, I'm going to use it. Because I've figured out that every once in a while, I strike gold. Now, whether that is an executive who's saying something they shouldn't say, or an individual admitting to drug habits that they really shouldn't admit to when they're in the midst of suing a company, doesn't really matter. I will spend some amount of time looking through the internet, trying to figure out, can I find something useful in this case just based on what I know at the outset? As discovery progresses and I start getting things like initial disclosures, I start finding out who the witnesses are, I go back and I do it again. So if you're a witness in one of my cases, I am looking for you, always. If you are a key decision maker in one of my for one of my opponents, I'm looking for you. And by the way, I do it for my guys too, because I don't want the other side to find something before I do. And if I discover compromising material, it may alter my attitude towards the best way to represent that client in that dispute. Now, again, you apply that however it applies to you. But just remember, there's a wealth of information out there, and it may not directly relate to your dispute. It may nevertheless be useful in resolving it. I just wanted to put that name up there one more time. So what are the rules on what I can and cannot do? Well, this all goes without saying, but we super want to get our ethics credit. That is undoubtedly why you are still here on a dreary Friday afternoon. So let's make sure we get your ethics credit. First off, all of you should know there are no such things as the rules of ethics. That is a myth. That is a misnomer. It does not exist, and that is not a funny statement by me. In reality, there are no rules of ethics governing attorneys. You can go look it up, and if you search Texas Rules of Ethics, Google Smart, it knows what you're looking for. But what it's going to take you to are the Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct. What is the difference? Well, it's kind of in the name. They don't say ethical rules. When you hear ethical rules, you think high standard of behavior. This is a disciplinary code. It's a minimum standard of behavior. It is enough to keep you out of trouble. It doesn't make you a good person. So whenever you go to an ethics presentation and they start telling you about the rules, I need you to conceptualize it as this is the bare minimum conduct required not to lose my license. It is not equivalent to what I should or should not do in any given situation. Now, that is what we have to work with, so that's what we're going to use, but please do not mistake anything I'm saying you can do for something you should do. Does everyone understand? Yeah.